What's up, my friend? Welcome to Breathing Fire, the official podcast of Beast Life Brand, a new breed of powerful believers repping the Lion of Judah. Christ lived the original beast life, and now it's our turn. We must warn you, though, it's not for the weak. It's for the hardcore.
Hardcore.
Our MO is to equip people of faith and kingdom entrepreneurs to live powerful and represent. God did not create you to live small. He gave you raw talents to develop and use. It's time to find more purpose, live with passion, and lead with impact. Your host is Fired Up Phil, a husband and father, entrepreneur, rebel, truth seeker, and man of faith who's leading and growing the Lion's Tribe movement. We despise religion and lukewarm living. We're fired up and building our kingdom. Please connect with us across social media at Beast Life Brand. And now, get ready to have some fun and break some chains with this episode of Breathing Fire.
Alrighty, what's up, my tribe of kings? Welcome.
Welcome.
We are laying down another track of Breathing Fire, the official podcast of Beast Life Brand, which is always a badass brand for a new tribe of powerful believers. I did say the word powerful because that's the way that you were meant to live. You were meant to live powerful. You were not meant to live weak. And we're going to keep reminding you that. And so I always get excited about living powerful, right?
Me too. Me too. It's a great thing.
It is a great thing. Yep. You know, it's a great thing. And it's a mindset that we have to always keep because it gets so easy in life to get discouraged and to be taken off track and to start not living powerful.
Yeah.
And we can't allow our circumstances around us, what's happening around us, to dictate and determine our mindset and allow it to, right, to change the course of how we live.
Exactly.
Right? We're always repping a rock.
Always.
You know that, right?
That's a given.
Yep. The Beast, the Lion of Judah. That's what we rep. I am your host, Fired Up Phil. And I'm here with my
man, the professor.
All righty. So we're kicking it. And we're going to have a little bit of fun. We're amped for this message.
I like this message today. Yep. I think this is a message that's appropriate for a time such as this. I think it's a message that I personally had to adhere to. And it's always good when the message that you bring or the topic that you bring is a topic that you've had to kind of incorporate into your own life. It gives it a sense of validity.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of
experience.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of well-meaning individuals out there, great people that will come to you and they'll say something like, hey, man, I get it. I understand what you're going through. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Like, we need people like that. Mm-hmm. But only a select few can actually really understand. You know what I mean? Because there are certain circumstances, there are certain scenarios that in order for someone to truly understand, you know, they have to have gone through it.
Yeah, they have to be able to be empathetic, mm-hmm. not just sympathetic. Sympathy only goes so far because you don't have firsthand experience in sympathy.
Exactly.
You can try to understand what somebody's you know, feeling or going through or whatever, but empathy means that you've been there, done that,
and you've
walked in those shoes, so you can truly understand.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk and kick it on a topic today.
We're going to kick it on that topic for sure.
You can truly understand, and most of you out there are going to be able to truly be empathetic to this topic, because I'm pretty sure most of you out there have experienced this.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're going to need it. So what are we kicking in today?
So, and before we continue, I want to preface it by saying that there's nothing wrong with going up to somebody and being like, dude, I get it.
Oh, no, right? Absolutely.
Like, we need that.
Yeah, that's,
you know, and
that's
I think
care.
That's a beautiful thing. Yeah. Exactly. It shows that you care. But the point is, I wanted to just kind of highlight when how it hits different when it's somebody who's actually walked down that same path, so to speak.
Yeah.
Right. So we've been talking about goals, we've been talking about visions, and today I kind of want to talk a little bit on the topic of perseverance.
Okay.
Right. So perseverance, to me, you know, in a non-technical definition, mm-hmm. is the notion and the idea of just moving forward, right, in spite of whatever challenges might be happening. Right? And we have some biblical promises that kind of back us up in doing that. So I want to read from James 1:2, where it said, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. And I love the word promise there. And I think that when we look at the biblical idea of promise, it's something that should really get us excited and hopeful. Because God is not a man that he shall lie.
Yeah.
Right? And when God promises something, his promise will come to pass.
Yeah.
So here's the promise. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial.
A.K.A. persevering.
Persevering. Exactly. Blessed is the man. So not only does God promise a crown of life, right? But let's talk about the crown. Because we're the tribe of kings.
We are the tribe of kings.
And what is the universal identifiable thing of a king? Is a crown.
And a crown is meant to be lived today. You're wearing your crown today. We're going to get crowned, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, but we're meant to live as kings, meant to live powerful, meant to live crowned today.
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 A crown of life. A
crown of life.
Right? Right. That means that in life, we're going to have the crown, which is going to set us apart and identify us as the kings that we are. Now, that's regardless of what we're going through, because like Phil said in the beginning, the situation does not determine our worth. The situation doesn't determine our blessings.
Yeah.
The situation just means that we are probably onto something here, and there's a reason that there's pushback.
You know what's crazy too? Like when we're talking about let's just say so we're talking about perseverance today, right? And for all the people listening, like that's a very common word, right? It's a very common word. It's probably something that most people have I've thought about and have, you know, done in their life and stuff like that. And it probably is one of those overlooked words that seems so simple, but yet is so difficult sometimes to, you know, be able to fulfill, right? So, like, because we've all experienced giving up, you know, like I know I have, right?
Oh, absolutely.
We've all been on the other side of perseverance. We've all been to a place where we threw the towel in, right? Yeah. And then we look back maybe a lot of times in regret. Maybe you tried to start a business. Maybe you tried to get in shape. Maybe maybe it was your marriage, maybe it was, but whatever. There's a multitude of things, right, and experiences in life that people can look at and be like, hey, man, you know, I felt like I didn't persevere through that, right?
Yes.
But we're here to tell you that that is okay.
And that's perfectly fine.
And I'm going to tell you why that's perfectly fine.
Tell me, can I do that? Oh, please. Okay. Drop it like it's hot.
I'm going to drop it like it's hot. So perseverance, and why is it okay? Here's the biggest thing. And this verse is awesome. I love this verse. Romans 5:3-4. And not only that, but we also rejoice. We do what?
Rejoice.
We rejoice in our tribulation. Why would we rejoice in our tribulation?
That's a good question.
Let me finish the verse. So, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance.
Which is
And perseverance produces character.
Yes, it does.
And character produces hope. And obviously, what is hope? Hope is a form of, you know, it's you're leading into faith at this point now. Yeah. And now you're on this path of living powerful, right?
Yeah.
But here's the cool thing.
Oh, this man's preaching
so,
right now.
Yeah, here's the cool thing, right? Let's go. Fired up. You should rejoice in your tribulations. And that is such a difficult thing to do, especially when you're in the midst of your tribulations.
Especially when you're in the midst of it,
right? But why? Challenge is good for you. Tribulation is good for you because it produces perseverance. Perseverance is so important that God is showing us here that it's a blessing to go through obstacles and struggles.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it builds the character. So what is character?
Good question. That's a good question. I think character is something that sharpens our ultimate personality and outlook and objective.
Yeah.
Right, it's what defines how we approach certain things.
Yeah.
Is what defines how we behave, even when nobody is looking. Right, a person of character is somebody who will continually do the right thing.
Kind of a combination.
It's kind of a combination.
Like integrity.
Mm-hmm.
It's personal growth. It's being able. It's raising your level of consciousness to understand, you know, the truth better, to discern truth better, and have and be more prepared to be able to live life and get results and do these things because you have that character now. It's like your power level in a video game, right? You're like, yo, you know what? Man, my guy sucks because his power level is so low. He doesn't have no character, right?
Yeah.
And then you just keep going through more experiences and your power level goes up in the game and you're like, yo, my soldier is, you know,
he's the bomb right now, right?
So that's kind of what character is for us in life. People who have character are able to understand better, they're able to see things clear, they're able to make better decisions, and they're able to process and be able to handle all those experiences
absolutely
better and handle their emotions better.
Oh, absolutely.
Do everything that is kind of, you know, culminated into that word and what we experience in life.
Yeah, and it's okay to feel it, bro. Like, You know, I don't want any of our listeners to think that we're suggesting in any way, shape, or form that you have to be happy that you're going through it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that's
well, it does say rejoice.
It says rejoice, but let's talk a little bit about that.
There's a reason why.
Yeah, and that's what I want to talk about a little bit. So the rejoice in this particular idea is not necessarily a yay.
Let's go
get
into all kinds of
shit. I know. We're repossessing your car. Yes! Take it.
I've been through lots of shit. Let's jump into more.
Yeah, it's not that, but the rejoicing piece is simply the notion and the idea that we have a promise, right? That even though we're going through it, and we're sad, and we're feeling it, which are normal emotions, but remember, Jesus felt all those things.
Yeah.
So if Jesus himself felt it, it's fair game for us.
Yeah. And right? Here's the thing. Like, you want to rejoice in that tribulation, right?
Yeah.
But you're supposed to allow that tribulation. And here's the thing. You've got to allow it.
You have to
serve you, right?
You have to
allow it. If you allow it to serve you and you learn, and it's what that, it's through that perseverance that you allow it to serve you. And then through that, I wouldn't say the perseverance gives you the opportunity to allow it to serve you, right?
Yes.
And then what you do with your experiences in it, that is what builds the character. That's what really serves you if you allow it to, right? If you think about it, some people just play the blame game and they point the finger outwards and they lose all the control in the situation to be able to grow and build character because they're blaming everything else, right?
Oh, absolutely, man.
But when you're in the midst of it and you go through it and maybe you're on the other side of it and you look back sometimes in hindsight and you think about it all, now you're allowing yourself the opportunity for God to take you to another level of character and personal growth. And it would have never happened without that person.
Yeah, because we're in this world. You know that. You guys out there know that. We are in this world and we are subjected to the trials of this world, the sicknesses of this world, to the things that the troubles of this world, right? But, and we've said this before, all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord, right? It doesn't say that things are not going to happen. It just says that when they do, they're going to work together for the good. So that, another promise that we can hold on to, God never told us we weren't going to go through stuff. Quite the contrary. He said, take up your cross and what?
Follow me. Yeah, and you need that perseverance to keep going, and that's kind of... Mm-hmm. You know, the gist of our message today
is
don't give up.
Don't give up
on hope. Don't give up on your faith. Don't give up on the beliefs that you have and desires that God placed in your heart, on your dreams, your purpose, the things that, you know, matter more, that are deeper, that are more important to think about. You know, it's not, you know, that you want a new latest and greatest iPhone or whatever, right? We're talking about persevering, you know, on a deeper level in these things in your life that are important, you know, that matter to you, that are going to help you, you know, move into the purpose that, you know, you have, that God has for your life, and the things that, and the man that you are intended to be, like we've been talking about. That perseverance is what shapes and molds that character and builds us into the kings and the men that we're supposed to be, to live powerful and represent properly.
And we will have the evidence of the crown, which is promised to us in the book of James.
Yes.
Right? And if there's one thing that identifies someone as a king, is that particular crown. And we have that godly promise. Yeah, so when Phil is saying, don't give up, I really want to drive that point home. Right? It doesn't mean that we're not going to get weary, that we're not going to get tired, that we're not going to question. Just look at King David. King David was the king, pun intended, he was the king of questioning God.
Yeah.
You know? But he had to persevere through a lot of stuff. And the Bible is full of those stories. And I think that the reason that the Bible is full of those stories is because I think God knew that there was going to be a time where we were going to need such a message of perseverance. Because I would like to think, I know that it's probably, you know, whatever, but I would like to think that God wrote the Bible for me.
Of course.
You know? Right, because sometimes I open it and I was like, yo.
Yeah.
Like, really, dude? Like, how are you going to know exactly what I'm going through right now? I have exactly the same word.
Yeah.
But at a time like now.
Exactly.
Especially at a time like this where we are going to go through it, you know? And I think that the closer we get to our eventual meeting with Christ, I think that everything is going to become a little bit more perilous for Christians.
Yeah.
You know, Christianity right now is, I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it, but Christianity right now is under attack. You know what I mean? Christian principles are under attack. And I say that because you don't see any other religion being attacked the way we are.
Yeah. And we can't have a bunch of lukewarm believers fighting this battle. So you better get armed. You better get hot, and you better learn how to persevere, because there is a battle going on, and it's not of this world.
Exactly.
It's not the message for this.
That's not the message for this. Yep,
understand, right? There's a lot of things going on. So let's drop some nuggets for the people right now that are listening, that are watching. So, okay, all right, we're talking about perseverance. So help me. How can I learn how to persevere better? What can you offer me today to be able to, you know, operate in a higher level of perseverance?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we can talk about perseverance without talking about discipline.
Absolutely. Okay?
The word persevere, actually, I looked it up. It comes from like the 1300s. Mm-hmm. It's ultimately derived from the Latin, and I'm going to butcher this.
Oh, which one's that?
Perseverare.
Perseverare.
What he said. Perseverare. Which means to persist, from perseverus, which means very strict.
Very strict.
So here's the thing with perseverance.
Love that.
You can't have perseverance without discipline.
You cannot.
Right? And what is, let's talk about this, because I always like making sure that people understand what discipline is. What is discipline?
That's a great question.
Discipline is doing the shit you don't feel like doing, but you know you're supposed to do it, and you do it in spite of the way you feel.
Right.
And so when you're going to persevere, it's like, it's called perseverance for a reason, because it means you're going to face the challenge of wanting to give up,
of
not wanting to do it, right?
Absolutely.
So you've got to get good at being disciplined. Let's give you a real life example here. We can do a couple. We just mentioned a bunch of things. We always talk about the five F's, right? And the Lion's Tribe and everything. So persevere in your faith, persevere in your family, persevere in your fitness, in your finances, right? And in your freedom. So let's just throw fitness out there. So you want to get in shape, right? Guess what? You don't pick up a dumbbell, and then the next day you're looking like, you know.
Nah, you don't do that.
You're looking like The Rock.
Believe me, I tried. I'm like, I did one setup. Where's my abs?
Yes, exactly.
I'm like,
it takes perseverance, but perseverance comes right through being disciplined to say, you know what? I don't feel like working out today, but I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm gonna do it regardless, right? Yeah. I don't feel like, you know, doing this to grow my business, which is going to grow my finances. Mm-hmm. But I know that I'm supposed to do it. I know I'm time blocked, and this is what I need to do in order to grow, right?
Absolutely.
I don't want to do this in my relationship, but you know what? But you know that I have to, like, because that's important, because communication is difficult, and it's not one of those things that are comfortable sometimes.
Right.
Having those deeper conversations.
Absolutely.
And those talks and stuff. But it's vitally important. You got to discipline yourself to want to do these things,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And so if you're listening today, and whatever it is that's hitting you that can help you persevere in whatever area it is that you're feeling like you need to persevere in, that God is, you know, pushing you and leading you to persevere in, just think about that. Think about to be disciplined, even that you don't feel like, you know, doing something. You know what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Take that one area and just commit to be disciplined, to persevere. Because you want to remind them of the promise again?
The promise is, let's go back and read it word for word. It says, blessed is the man. So there's a promise of blessing.
Yeah, so you're going
to
have blessing.
Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. Steadfast, I love the word discipline, because I think steadfast is a synonym for that in that particular case.
Absolutely.
Right? Steadfast is your continuing. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life.
Yes.
The crown of life.
I like that.
Right? The crown of life is a crown
of
life.
Yes.
Right? And I love that. And people are like, I know, we get it, we can read it, but I get excited about
crown.
That.
Crown. We are crowned.
We are crowned. Exactly.
We need to make a shirt. Crowned.
I know. And you know, it's very tempting to get tired. Now, you know, what Phil's talking about is something that I can apply to myself, right? During the pandemic, I gained a significant amount of weight, right? So I'm trying to lose. You know, I'm happy to report that I've lost about 30 of the 50 that I've gained. So doing my thing, right? But it's tiring. You know, being disciplined is tiring.
Yes.
So I want to read Galatians 6:9 that says,
that's on mine too. Go for it.
Amen. It says, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we what? If we don't give up.
If we don't give up.
If we don't
give up. If we're disciplined and we persevere, we will reap.
There, and there's another promise.
Could you imagine going as a farmer and you're tilling the soil and you're planting the seed?
Yeah.
And then you just give up before harvest, right?
Harvest.
And you let you go, oh, you don't water and you don't have the discipline to nurture the seed.
Right.
Right. And you're like, oh, you just give up. And that's what we do.
That's what
we do that because and I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that I do it too. We all do it.
I do it too.
We have lots of different areas in our lives that we want to improve or that we want to get better in. And it's going to take perseverance and discipline to be able to reap that harvest. And, you know, I think that one of the best things you can do is focus on one area, you know, because focus is powerful. And so when it comes to persevering today, if you're listening, just pick one thing that you know in your life that you want to change, that you're being led to change, and focus on that.
And focus on that.
And focus on making that better and persevering through that.
Yeah, and be diligent about it. You know, at the end of the day, it's us versus us.
Yes, you have to live with some urgency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when you're in focus. You know, one of my business partners and mentors, Chuck, always says, don't live, you know, so casual, right? I'm fired up, I feel like. So I resonated with that right away.
Right.
I was like, no, there's nothing lukewarm or casual or anything about, you know, I live with passion, live with urgency, take, you know, accountability and go after that thing that you're focusing on right now and clean it. And then in faith, persevere.
Of course. And we have a promise of reaping what we sow if we don't give up. And I think that's a critical piece of Galatians 6:9. It's that there's a caveat there. There's an if, right?
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, do this and, right? It's you will have this if.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the piece that's put upon us because that's how God works.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I said this in the first podcast. We ask God for lasagna. He'll give us the ingredients and expect us to make it.
Yeah.
You know, but some of us talk about, well, where's the lasagna? And God's like, I gave you the ingredients.
Yeah.
And you got to do it. Because there's something holy and spiritual about working with
the
hands.
Do you have to change you from the professor to the chef?
Man, listen, not if you taste my cooking, bro. I make some mean cereal, I'm telling you right now. Fruity Pebbles is my specialty.
You're serving it up, though.
That's
it.
Chefing it up. No, wait, I can't say that because Steph Curry's the chef. We don't want to get sued. We don't want to get sued up in here.
So, I mean, as far as what we're offering here today, do you have another tidbit that you were about to serve?
Well, no, I think it's just, I want the folks to know that, and again, later on in the podcast, we'll get into specific stories. I look forward to sharing mine when the time is right. But I can say with a high degree of certainty that I've been in places where I didn't think I was going to come out of.
Yeah.
Right? And even in the walk out of that place, I was still like, well, what am I doing? Why am I walking? This is pointless. Why am I going to the gym? I still don't fit in my clothes. Like, but hindsight being 2020, I still have a ways to go. But I don't want to focus on how much longer I have to go when I've already been so far from the
Absolutely.
Beginning.
And that's a disempowering.
That's
mindset.
A disempowering. And if there's one thing that I want to kind of leave with the folks is that forward movement is progress.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how much.
Yeah. Focus on progression, not perfection.
Exactly.
Focus on the gap.
Exactly.
Focus on the destiny.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
I lost 30 pounds. I still have another probably 40 to go before I get to where my doctor's.
We're launching that. I'm not even gonna make this announcement yet, so I'll just shut up.
Yeah, yeah. But we got some things brewing.
Yes.
We got some things brewing. But it would completely be a hindrance to my progress if I don't focus on how far I've come.
Yeah, so
and
that's
we
the
do
message.
That a lot. That's
don't
the message.
Focus on how far you have to go. Focus on how far you've come, the progress you made, and where your destination is, where you're going.
Right.
Focus on that promise and get there because you will.
Yeah.
If you persevere,
if you persevere
with discipline in faith, it's yours.
And that's the mentality you were talking about earlier on.
Let's go, Kings.
Why don't
we close in prayer?
Let's do it,
we'll sign off.
Yes, sir.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to serve men here
yes,
and to help men rise up as kings and live powerful and represent. Lord, I pray over all the men listening right now that they get a message of perseverance and that you reveal to them some things in their life that even just one thing, Lord, one thing that they can persevere through that will change the outcome of their life forever, that will help them bring them closer to the purpose that you have for them and more fulfillment in their life. We thank you in all that you're doing through this ministry and all that you're going to do through the people that are involved in this ministry. In that, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And so we're going to sign off on that note. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Breathing Fire. And so share it with your friends. Drop us a like, a fire, something. Let us know.
Comments, questions on the Facebook page.
Help us rep the rock. Yes. You know what I'm saying? That's the important part. We're trying to lift men up, raise men up, rep the rock in the process. And we're just going to keep moving forward. We're going to keep persevering.
Yes, we are.
We're
going
to keep running through the race. We're going to keep staying disciplined.
And we're going to be rocking our crowns.
We're going to be rocking our crowns.
Amen.
Love you. God bless.
Peace.
Peace out.
All right, Lions Tribe, that wraps up another episode of Breathing Fire. We truly hope you enjoyed it. If so, it would mean the world to us if you'd help us kingdom build by leaving us a great review on the platform you're listening on. Subscribe or follow the podcast and share it with friends. Thank you so much. God bless. Remember to visit us online at beastlife.com. Join our free Facebook group, The Lions Tribe, and connect with us across social at Beast Life Brand. Until next time, keep breaking chains and living powerful. Peace out.